While the federal government shutdown threatened to pause SNAP benefits last week, entities in Nome were already mobilizing to fill the gap, from regional organizations to local community members. Here's more about local efforts to keep food on the table in the Bering Strait region. When Nome resident Rachel Ventress heard about delayed SNAP payments, she reached out to a local Facebook group.
I just asked what people were anticipating, if there were other efforts happening, and several people suggested a community potluck. And I thought, well, that's something that I could definitely organize.
Ventress asked her church if it could host a potluck and invited other church groups and community members too. Donations of shelf-stable food and potluck dishes poured in for the dinner on Monday.
I feel like it was successful on all the fronts. Like, we had the community really rallied to provide goods and to provide food. And then it seemed that it was needed because everything that was provided was used.
At Nome's XYZ Center, the Nome Community Center Food Bank is organizing volunteers this week to pack food boxes for those in need.
I got the oil, I got the canned veggies I still need, syrup and cereal.
Families can stop in to grab a box, or Nome Eskimo Community is offering rides and delivery for those homebound. Nome resident Hallie Silik McCulley picks up food for her family.
Yeah, I have an elderly dad who was cut off and it's pretty hard on him, and this helps a lot. I'm grateful for what they're doing and helping out their community and their elders and kids out here. Nobody's gonna go hungry.
Kowarik, the regional tribal nonprofit, is funding the food box project. Last week, President Melanie Benke saw the SNAP crisis unfolding and pulled in leadership to talk about their options.
So we met internally to come up with a plan to determine how we could provide some support, and we reached out to other partner organizations in the region and invited them to also provide us with assistance.
Benke says Kowarik's concerns extend beyond Nome. Kowarik serves the 20 federally recognized tribes in the Bering Strait region. In coordination with the Nome Food Bank and regional tribes, Kowarik developed a plan to roll out food resources for the area. The support is funded by a portion of investment proceeds Kowarik set aside for emergencies.
I really have to give kudos to the Kowarik Board of Directors for having authorized the creation of that fund and also giving flexibility so that, you know, by Wednesday of last week, we decided if the government shutdown continues past Saturday, we were going to deploy resources so that people have food.
Kowarik worked with the state of Alaska to find out the average number of SNAP recipients in the region and expenses per month. This, combined with census numbers, helped pinpoint an amount to cover a week of food assistance in each community.
So it's very much tribally driven in our villages. And here in Nome, we relied on the expertise of Nome Community Center and the food bank to determine how much of each item should go in the food box.
Benke says there's still room for other regional entities to step in and support the effort. But she says none of this is a long-term solution.
It's unfortunate, and long-term, Kowarik cannot keep stepping in to fill the void where state and federal agencies have claimed the authority and therefore have the responsibility to provide services to our state and federal citizens.
Benke says recent high grocery costs have increased the burden on low-income families in the region, and the state was already behind on certifying and recertifying SNAP benefits. The bottom line, she says, is families are struggling to make ends meet. And while politics are playing out in Washington, Benke says, people's lives are being impacted.
I sincerely hope that Congress gets its act together and is able to at least fund these basic needs programs, even in times of political disagreement. We all should be able to agree that children shouldn't go hungry in the wealthiest nation.
Food box distribution continues in Nome this week, as regional tribes start to roll out support for families in their communities as well. In Nome, I'm Laura Davis Collins.